Hello, Mary. Good morning. Nice to meet you.
Hello, Lee.
Now, I've been calling you parenting coach, employee coach, and we were just chatting beforehand. Actually, the correct term that you prefer is life coach, really, because you coach on all those skills, really.
Yes, I do. Yes, it's coaching is a sort of global skill, really, for all people.
So what does a life coach do?
Well, we work with people who are feeling a bit stuck in their lives. They might be just feeling there's an area they can't move forward on. So it might be very specific around, say, weight or parenting, for example. But it might just be that sense of I don't know where I'm going or what I'm doing. And then there's sort of the other end of the scale would be people who think they're being really, really successful and want to boost that up to another level.
So you mentioned parenting there. Was that weight as well you mentioned?
Yes.
Gosh, you really do cover a lot of bases.
It's basically anywhere that as a human being you're feeling that you're stuck and not moving forward in the way that you want to be moving forward.
So the skills that you can pass on, because, you know, with all due respect, you're not a nutritionist, you're not a nanny. So they're just general skills that you can apply to whatever problem or issue.
So I think I work strongly around the emotional blockages that are holding people back from being successful in whatever area of their life they want to be successful in and whatever their success measure is. But I also offer practical skills, which I think is something that people really value, that they can take away and work on themselves. And I often find that actually people take those practical skills and pass them on to their friends as well, which I really love.
So can you give us a few examples of people you might have helped in situations? You don't have to name names, obviously.
Well, I've been working with a woman recently who came to me, and her issues were around weight and relationships with men and actually relationships with her mother. And actually, we did just a lot of core work around self-esteem, self-confidence, and around those issues in particular. And she's now in a sort of new job, a new relationship, and feeling actually the relationship with her mother is actually significantly better too.
So how is it different from something like counselling?
The difference between counselling and coaching is it's a hard one, to be honest. They say that counselling sort of looks backwards and coaching looks forwards, but I actually think that good counsellors and good coaches are often doing a really similar job, which is often looking backwards to be able to come forwards. So it depends on who you get, but coaching is by definition meant to be more looking forwards and into the future.
So how does it work? If somebody thinks, you know, I've got this issue in my life, it might be a work-life balance issue, or it might be around food or relationships, how does it work? They find you and what happens next?
They find me and we sit down and have a chat, normally a sort of 1 to 2 hour conversation, just really let them sort of get it off their chests. It allows me to pick up things where I might feel they're holding themselves back, where they're subconsciously not realising. Maybe they've fallen into certain patterns of behaviour that they haven't noticed. And a lot of the work is bringing to the conscious where we ourselves are holding ourselves back. And it's working a little bit with the subconscious around moving those things where we're not aware. And I think, you know, it's 1-to-1 sessions each week, sometimes twice weekly, sometimes fortnightly. It's very flexible depending on how the client needs to move forward. But it's very much, for me anyway, very much about giving the client the skills so that they can go away and build on those skills over time. So there's normally a few sessions, normally around 6 sessions. People are able to then go away and sort of finish the work themselves, really.
And those patterns of behaviour that you talk about, sometimes it is blindingly obvious to another person, but not to yourself.
Yes, absolutely. And even as a coach, I fall into the same bracket. You know, that often it takes somebody who's skilled in seeing what you're saying or what you're not saying often to be able to highlight those to you. And that's why it's really important, actually, that it's often not a friend or family member that does that.
So what is your background?
So in the parenting, I have 5 children myself.
Oh, right, okay.
I have them ranging
Tick.
From yes, 26 right down to 10.
Wow.
So obviously picked up an awful lot of experience through that. I came out of quite a difficult, unconventional childhood myself. My mother was quite mentally unwell, and it was just a really difficult time. And so my sort of passion as I came out of that was to be a really good mum myself. So that's why I sort of have this huge passion around parenting. I then trained to be a teacher. Loved the teaching, but I only did it for a year. It just wasn't for me. I wanted to work more individually with the children. And obviously had sort of a variety of other jobs that have given me skills towards that. And then I worked for 3 years as a family worker across 13 schools in Cambridge, working actually with the children themselves, with teachers, liaising with teachers, but very much going into people's homes and helping them with those parenting skills, which often included actually just getting their own personal confidence back around doing that, to be honest. Then I trained as a coach. I'm currently training as a hypnotherapist to bring that all in as well. So, yeah. Yes, lots of bits and pieces coming in.
And you talked about parenting there. Mm. You've got five children and you speak to people about parenting problems. Are there common issues that come up now, time and time again?
Yeah, I think the sort of common themes are around boundary setting. People find that very hard. They feel that they're being the sort of horrible parent if they're setting strong boundaries, which is actually the reverse. And around challenging behaviour is another core theme. And I think from a parent's point of view, often having confidence to be the parent that you want to be is another issue that I work strongly with. Often parents have the skills in their bag, but they're not using them.
So much of what you're talking about seems about self-esteem and confidence, and often the lack of that goes quite a long way back, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes, it does. I mean, often it does go back to their own childhood, because we're fantastic at that, either modelling or running away from whatever childhood patterns we've come from. And I think it's more a question actually of looking back at the parenting that you were given as a child and actually saying, you know, these bits were fantastic and I'm going to take those forward, and these bits were not so great and I'm going to work out my own way for that. So it is often about getting people to look back to their own childhoods and how it was for them.
Because you're talking about parenting there, and you were talking about issues of weight and relationships and often in the workplace as well, just not having the confidence to stand your ground.
Absolutely. I think self-confidence is key to us all, really, isn't it? Self-confidence, self-esteem. I think if you have good confidence and self-esteem, then actually being able to admit you're wrong is often, it's much easier. And once you can admit you're wrong, you can go out and find a solution.
And in terms of cost, I mean, I know, you know, what cost to get your life back on track again, but what kinds of figures are we talking about if somebody were to use you?
Well, I charge £70 for parents and a bit more for life coaching.
Session?
Yes, yeah, that's a session. That includes sort of however long the session takes each week, normally around an hour, and then sort of support in between as needed, really.
But I know, you know, as if you can get your family back on track, you know, what price that?
Yes. Yes. And that's the feedback that I have, actually, is people saying, I'd have paid for this, whatever it cost, because we've got a happy, harmonious household. But I think more importantly, they don't feel that they've just dealt with that one issue. Actually, it's sort of had a spider effect throughout their whole life. And like you say, that's priceless, really.
What a nice job you have, because you must see people turn their lives around.
I absolutely love my job. I don't see it as a job in many respects. And that's another reason that I like working with people, because for me, we're at work so much of the day that actually if you don't enjoy it, you know, that's an awful part of your life that you're wasting. So actually, if you can bring your home and work life together, how fantastic is that?
And what about you? Do you have coaching?
I do. I have supervision and I have coaching as well. I think just as much as, you know, anybody, I have problems with my own children that I can't sort out, and I have problems in my own life that I can't sort out by myself, and I go straight to a coach for that.
Oh, it's lovely to talk to you, Mary. Well, your website, if people want to find out more about your work, because you do workshops
as well.
So not just one-to-one and family stuff, but workshops too. It's employeegrowth.co.uk. Lovely. Well, thank you very much for coming
in.
It's been absolutely fascinating. I might spend £70 on you myself. But yeah, thank you, Mary.
Thank you.